back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org, and we are in studio right now. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. And in the paper today, some gems. Paternity tests, craving certain foods, housing slumps. It's all part of the ramble.
You go
all
first.
Right, I will. This one, you don't need to be embarrassed any longer. Trying to swab DNA from somebody. Paternity tests are now available over the counter. Really bad news for Maury Povich and his TV show.
Cutting into his part of the market.
The do-it-yourself DNA paternity tests are being sold as a product called Identigene. Apparently, Rite Aid Pharmacy introduced it in the West Coast stores last fall and have sold so many that Rite Aid expanded the product this week to stores in 30 states across the country. Apparently, a lot of questioning going on in the United States as to whom fathered whom. And the test is having some pretty serious real-world effects. An article about the test talks about a man in British Columbia. He found out he had a son. A man from Illinois found out that he doesn't have a daughter he thought he had. People are answering the age-old question, who's your daddy, in private.
Okay, I've got a story. It's a unique story. A lot of people have special orders at Starbucks, but one customer in Washington State got a whole heck of a lot more than a half-calf double-whipped non-fat mocha. She got herself a new kidney. 55-year-old regular Starbucks customer, Anna Marie Osnes. She goes to the same Starbucks all the time, and she orders the same thing every single morning. And she's usually in a good mood, but when she was feeling kind of blue one day, and her regular barista, as they say at Starbucks, asked her, you know, what's going on? You look a little blue. And Osnes told her the story about how she needs a kidney and was beginning to lose hope about finding a donor. One thing led to another, and eventually the barista, Sandra Anderson, actually made the donation of her own kidney. And
that's a nice lady.
Isn't that a nice story? We're now pleased to report that Osnes is recovering from a successful kidney transplant. So, great, feel-good kind of story today in the ramble.
Did you ever really crave a certain food, even though you know it's no good for you? Well, of course you do, and new research shows it might not just be the thought of the taste that makes you want it so very much. You may be wired to want it. Some scientists say the brain has a sixth sense that activates the brain's reward center when calories are consumed. And it's especially true for sweet foods like high fructose corn syrup. The study is published in the March 27th issue of the journal Neuron. The study found that even mice that couldn't taste food, they engineered the mice these ways, showed a preference for calorie-containing sugar water as opposed to non-caloric sweetened water. Hmm. They went for the sugar water all the time.
I don't blame them.
But the other one was sweet as well. They couldn't taste. They just kept going to the sweet one, even though they couldn't taste it.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, and it just means that we can't help ourselves.
You can't help yourself.
I wonder if that goes for fried chicken, too.
It does.
Does it? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Housing slump? What housing slump? Donald Trump is reportedly asking for a record-high rental price for one of his Park Avenue penthouses. Cool price of $200,000 a month.
A month to rent this thing?
Serious. Isn't that insane?
A month?
It is. $200,000 a month. Maybe. This is a housing slump story. The 10-room duplex is on the market, but it hasn't sold yet. Asking price, $45 million. It's a condo at the Trump Park Avenue. 3 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. I mean, it's 6.5 baths? That's insane. As Trish McKinney pointed out, that just seems wrong, frankly. I don't understand why you need more bathrooms than bedrooms.
Parties.
Yeah, I guess. Parties in the bathroom. If you buy it or rent it, your neighbors would be A-Rod and Ivanka Trump.
Oh, well, then it's worth it.
There you go. All that according to the Gimme Shelter column in the New York Post. Our friends at the Post there. That's your ramble, folks.